And so you were aware of this change that was happening?
I was aware of it in the strangest of ways because we had befriended Roscoe. And we invited Roscoe when he was still at ORFM. I was the program director of the college station. I said, Roscoe, would you come out and speak to the kids at the radio station and to whoever might be interested? He said, well, I'm leaving ORFM, but I'm going to be joining a new station. Could I bring my general manager with me? He's never seen the audience. And so George Duncan, who was to become the founding manager of this radio station, and Roscoe, early in October, came out to Queens College and spoke to us. And we had a vague idea that WNEW-FM might be going on the air.
And to complete, since the three of us are on the air, I guess I should say where I was on October 30th, 1967. I was playing those Mantovani records. But this is an interesting story in retrospect. I was at a station in Asbury Park, New Jersey, long before anybody heard of Bruce Springsteen down at the Jersey Shore. And I was working for a station, WHTG, down there, which now, in 1987, is kind of on the vanguard of new wave rock and roll. They are along the Jersey Shore, one of the radio stations that are playing some very, very interesting music and a lot of things that are not finding its way onto major market radio. So, so that's kind of an interesting story in and of itself.
Full circle.
In just 35 minutes, we will begin our WNEW-FM retrospective of the last 20 years. Now, I assume, Pete, that certain stuff we really don't have on tape because I'm not sure the station had tape recorders.
Really?
When we first went on the air.
That's very close to the truth, Dave. Much from the early days had to be culled from private collections. As I said, those first moments, to my knowledge, don't exist. I hope someone out there can prove me wrong about that. However, there were things that we did keep in the vaults, and that it has been my and Tom Couch's responsibility to go through these last couple of months. And I'll tell you, what a journey it has been, and I think that listeners will get a sense of that this evening from 7 to 11 o'clock.
Pete Fornatel and Dennis Elsis and myself, Dave Herman, giving Carol Miller a bit of a spell here at WNEW-FM, and as kind of a lead into this record we're going to play for you now, what we're really talking about, and a question that MTV asked me a little earlier this afternoon about why I thought, you know, why NEW-FM has lasted so long and it's 20 years and we're unique in America. And I said, well, I guess the station just kind of captured the imagination of the generation of baby boomers. And those are that's the generation, of course, who hoped that they would die before they got old, but have long since changed their minds now that they're getting older and hoping for a long, long life of rocking and rolling here at WNEW-FM. The Who is still here. Everybody's still here.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
Take my generation, baby.
Talking about my generation.
The Grateful Dead at 1027 WNEW-FM in New York. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary tonight, Rocktober 30th, 1987. More from the Hard Rock Cafe right after this, starting with Concert Happenings.
The Cars are at the Meadowlands tonight. Roger Waters will be at the Meadowlands Wednesday. Aerosmith's at Nassau November 8th and the Meadowlands November 13th. Squeezes at the Garden November 13th. Jethro Tull's at Nassau November 13th. The Meadowlands November 22nd. John Cougar Mellencamp's at the Garden November 26th and the Meadowlands November 30th. Buskin and Bateau and Tom and Steve Chapin are at Town Hall tomorrow. Gordon Lightfoot's at Carnegie Wednesday. Simply Red and Danny Wilson are at the Beacon November 7th. Love and Rockets are at the Beacon November 12th. David Bromberg and Jorma Kaukonen are at the Beacon November 14th. Public Image Limited's at the Beacon November 18th. The Pat Metheny Group's at Radio City November 19th. The Replacements are at the Beacon November 20th. Don McLean's at Carnegie November 25th. Judy Collins will be at Carnegie November 27th. Garland Jeffries is at the Bottom Line tonight and tomorrow. Alan Stavell and Pierre Ben Suzanne are at the Bottom Line on Sunday. Fabulous Thunderbirds and Omar and the Howlers are at the Ritz tonight. Red Hot Chili Peppers are at the Ritz tomorrow. Bobby Bandiera and the Asbury All-Stars are at the Stone Ponies tonight. Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings are at the Stone Pony tomorrow. The Persuasions are at Tramps tonight. Louie and the Losers are at Escapades tomorrow. 14 Karat Souls on the Seaport Line tomorrow. I'm Jim Monahan. If you missed something, call the WNEW-FM Concert Happenings Hotline at 212-697-7997.
Capital Diamond, when the moment is right.
Are you planning on getting engaged? Here's important news from Capital Diamond. Introducing instant financing. Capital Diamond now offers instant financing for diamond engagement rings with terms from no money down and just $25 per month. Just come in, pick your diamond, finance it, and take it home the same day. And get a matching 14-karat gold wedding band free with your purchase. Capital for the very finest diamonds and these exclusive guarantees. One, your diamond will appraise for 50% more than you paid or money back. Two, you can return your diamond for any reason for 10 days. Three, no one matches the diamond district prices offered only by Capital Diamond. Full carat diamonds start at just $495. Call 1-800-238-9898. 238-9898. Capital Diamond, Bloomfield, Paramus, Woodbridge, New Jersey, and Manhasset, Long Island. Capital for instant financing. 1-800-238-9898.
Capital Diamond, when the moment is right.
Power, selection, quality, price. Keep porches, driveways, and walks clean with Quickie Outdoor Brooms. Get a $2.50 manufacturer's rebate on the Quickie 18-inch bulldozer push broom with heavy-duty natural fiber bristles and steel tight grip handle. Pergament Power, selection, quality, price. Selection, the biggest selections in every department. Quality, Quickie 18-inch bulldozer push broom. Price, after rebate, just $4.99. Right now, you'll save 30 to 50% off national brands in every Pergament department. From building lumber to hardware, from flooring to lighting to paint. Pergament Power. Selection, quality, price. Enter Pergament's $50,000 giveaway contest for chances to win one of two 1988 Toyotas. No purchase necessary. Details at all Pergament stores. Be confident. Put Pergament Power to work for you today.
Be confident. Shop Pergament for your home.
Be confident. Shop Pergament. Confident.
What do you watch on television at 9 p.m.? Sitcoms and soaps that are a snooze? How about those movies? Do they bore you to tears? Now, at 9 p.m. on Channel 9, you can watch the man who'll excite you and incite you, Morton Downey Jr.
I'm Mort Downey Jr. Some people have called my show arrogant, opinionated, rude, and overbearing, and those are the good points. It's called The Morton Downey Jr. Show, and it's on every weeknight at 9 p.m. on Channel 9. We're going to be talking about the real issues that affect you, and if I disagree with what's being said, you'll know it, and all those mealy-mouthed, bleeding hearts out there are going to know it, too. If you're sick of the big guys always giving you the short end of the stick, watch me, Morton Downey Jr. I'll give them the shaft.
First, there was Attila the Hun, then Genghis Khan. Now, it's Morton Downey Jr. Weeknights at 9 p.m. on Channel 9.
Don't try to disguise your voice. I know who you are.
Hello, I'm Alan Parsons, wishing 102.7 WNEW-FM in New York a happy 20th anniversary.
Thank you very much, Alan. I'm Dave Herman. We've let Carol Miller go join the birthday party for a little while.
No, Carol is out trying to grab David Lee Roth from the ladies' with.
She's looking at you through the glass.
No, but that's what she's doing, really. I mean, you got to tell the truth, Dave. Come on, this is truth radio.
That's true.
Robert Plant isn't here, so she's going to go after David Lee. I know what she's doing out there.
All right, Carol, come on, defend yourself now.
You have to defend yourself.
Dave is sitting in the corner with his...
Sweet young fang.
No, he's...
Anyway, we did want to give Carol a spell because there's a birthday party going on here for WNEW-FM. So Scott's here, who's been working hard all afternoon. I'm Dave Herman. Dennis Elsis is here. Pete Fornatel is here.
Carol, did you ever have your show hijacked before?
No, but it's okay.
We're taking it to Cuba.
It's okay with you. Maybe we could spend a couple of minutes, including Dennis and Scott, in on a conversation that Pete and I had started. And Carol, but it's your show.
Well, I mean, I don't want to interrupt.
No, by all means, hang out, because this is interesting. Okay. This is terrific.
All right.
The night that we were broadcasting from Giant Stadium with Bob Dylan and the Grateful Dead, Pete and I started just talking about the fact that it was 20 years ago that WNEW-FM went on the air, and people really did wonder back in 1967 whether any of these people were going to be around in 20 years. I mean, we all knew, like, Frank Sinatra lasted more than 20 years, and Count Basie did, and Ethel Merman did. But people wondered, will the Grateful Dead in 20 years? Will it be Bob Dylan in 20 years? Or the Who, or the Stones and stuff? Well, we can answer that. You know, we started to answer the questions. Pete
That's
said,
right.
Here's the Grateful Dead and Bob Dylan to 70,000 sold-out seats. He said, I guess the question's been answered. Rock and roll is very, very alive, healthy, maybe healthier than ever. But what were some of your feelings? I mean, did you ever dream that rock and roll would remain?
I mean, the amazing thing was, growing up as a kid and growing up with rock and roll, you were supposed to grow up, become 20 or 21, and then suddenly like the kind of music your parents like. That was what it was supposed to happen.
Start to listen to Lawrence Welk or Engelbert Humperdinck.
But when Danny and the Juniors recorded that song, how many years ago, Peter? 30 years ago? Rock and roll is here to stay. Scott, you played that record on the radio a couple of times in your career.
Yeah, and I was doing it in self-defense, really, because while you guys were in school, and even preschool, every day of my life, I read an article or something in a newspaper, or someone said to me, you know, you're really wasting your time because rock is dead. They always, everybody said that to me so long.
The musicians themselves would say, I remember reading interviews with people like Mick Jagger.
And I always figured I had a job for 6 more months or whenever it was going to die, and then I was going to have to go find something else to do. But I really did for a long time. For years, I was so convinced by thousands, literally everyone. I mean, I didn't even go to church anymore because I definitely got it there. I got it everywhere. And every newspaper I picked up, every magazine, and there's still people doing it. It's like, and even now, I think it's about to be accepted for what it is. Popular.
You know, it almost still hasn't been.
I know, a lot of folks still.
No, it can't ever be completely, or it'll lose an important element of what makes it a powerful medium of expression.
You know that expression, if I had a dollar for every time something, but I mean it, if I had a dollar in my life for everyone that said, or every time I read the line that, rock is dead, rock is this, rock is that, all negatives, that literally I could buy Donald Trump.
Now, listen, we have to also ask the question of Carol that the rest of us have answered. We know that Scott Muni on October 30th, 1967, was on WOR-FM playing rock and roll music. We found out that Dennis was in college, ahead of his college radio station, same for Pete, right?
That's correct.
But Carol.
Yeah, where was I?
Yeah, October 30th, 1967, in high school. Listening to rock and roll on the radio?
Absolutely. I mean, I used to listen to Scott on AM.
Oh, so you were in the area?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to?
Oh, yeah, and I was a Beatle fanatic. First of all, I think I might be the only person in this room besides you that saw the Beatles 3 times. Am I?
I saw him more than that, but you're right, yeah.
I never saw him live.
Nope. I saw them at Forest Hills, and I saw them at Shea Stadium
and
twice.
You know, I'm glad she's saying I saw them, because that's what you have to say. To say you heard them
would
not be too truthful.
Wait a minute.
Because you couldn't hear.
The last show they did at Shea Stadium, 66, they actually had a PA system that you could hear. And I'll never forget this, because the Beatles assumed that you couldn't hear them. And Paul and John were talking to each other while they were playing instead of singing. And they were cracking jokes, and they looked like they were kind of making fun of some of the people in the audience in the front. But you could hear them, and you could hear them talking and not singing. But I remember standing on a chair telling people to shut up. That was what I would do at all the concerts, going, shut up, I want to hear, shut up. You know, but it didn't work.
Didn't do any good. Got hit in the head with a lipstick. Yeah.
I'll ask you another question. Did anybody in this room here ever think back in 1967 when WNEW-FM was born, that 20 years later in 1987, women would be wearing mini skirts, and men and women would be wearing tie-dye shirts, and guys would have long hair?
No, absolutely not.
No one ever thought that one was going to happen.
No.
So what goes around does
still
come
be.
Around.
They
would still
they would
be.
Come back, yeah.
Well, they're back and in full force. Pete Fornatel and Tom Couch, our production director, worked very, very hard and very, very long on what, if my memory serves me correctly, and again, I'll remind our listeners that I'm one of the newer kids at WNEW-FM with only 15-year service, less than Pete, less than Dennis, less than Scott. I think it's probably the most ambitious production undertaking the station has ever taken on, this four-hour retrospective. Pete?
Well, in one sense, it's an impossible task, Dave, you know, to be asked to capture 20 years in 4 hours is really a tough assignment. But the fact remains that there were high highs in those 20 years and there were low lows in those 20 years, and I think we managed to put together enough of the two of them to make these 4 hours coming up special in just about 15 minutes from right now. I bled for this show, in fact.
I see he's showing us the Band-Aid on his the fourth finger of his right hand.
Yeah, I haven't been locked in a production studio with someone like Tom for a real long time. He presented me today, by the way, with the Memorial razor blade that I managed to impale myself on somehow during the course of doing the show. But it was one of those moments where You try and approach it as a detached professional, but there's too much emotion here. There's too much stuff that I lived, that we all lived and lived together, to have that detached, uninvolved attitude about. And I'm hoping that that comes dripping out of the speakers tonight
for all of
those folks in the tri-state area.
And as you have been telling the audience all week long, at 11 o'clock, it's not going to end.
Ooh. No, 11 o'clock is the surprise. I've been saying it's our birthday party, but the listeners are getting the surprise party.
Yeah, they're leaving. Oh, are they? The concert.
Concert at 11.
Concert at 11.
And have enough tape to go into the wee hours.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be something. I haven't heard this four-hour retrospective, but I can. I assume that certain things I can assume, like the Elton John Pink Pussycat spot, will not be on it.
No, definitely not. No, as a matter of fact, one of the things that, of course, has been historical about our 20 years is maintaining a license with some of the things that have taken place on the air and some of the contributions from artists. And that would take, actually, you could do an hour. No, we could do a lot more than an hour. I mean, Country Joe would be 8 minutes of it.
Yeah.
With a chant. But, I mean, no, there's been a lot of things. But I think people today, as a matter of fact, since our beginning, the people who are the WNEW-FM family expect the unexpected and always get it.
Well, I know I speak for all of us. Thinking about all of you folks out there over the last 20 years, people who have joined WNEW-FM and our family of listeners 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, or this morning. Hopefully, we got a lot of Jennies who at 5 years old had nothing to do, and life seemed a bit boring, a bit unexciting, but they just kind of fiddled around with their dial, found 102.7, and just danced. The rock and roll, as Lou Reed put it.
Jenny said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on a radio, there was nothing going down at all.
This is Alvin Lee. Happy 20th anniversary to WNEW 1027 FM in New York.
My choosing HIP was really a natural. My father was a founding physician with HIP.
We're talking with Dr. Doris Weathers, one of the doctors of HIP. Dr. Weathers, you're a pediatrician. What made you choose that specialty?
I've always wanted to go into pediatrics. There's nothing more exciting than to be around children, to watch them grow, to be able to make a difference in their lives. I even like to deal with difficult mothers and fathers.
I guess that's all part of being a good pediatrician. Okay, one more question. If I were writing a book about you, what should I write? How would you like to be known?
I think primarily I'd want to be known as someone who always put the care and the needs of her patient first.
With the attention of doctors like these, at HIP you'll find a doctor you can call your own. Just ask at work about HIP's health plan for Greater New York.
See the movie Rex Reed says keeps you on the edge of your seat. And Michael Medved calls it wildly entertaining. What is the hidden?
We're talking spacemen here.
Some people have already found out, and they love it.
It'll knock your socks off.
It had me on the edge of my seat. I was grabbing hold of him all the time.
Awesome movie. You got to get to see it. It's really wild.
Dynamite.
Fantastic.
The Hidden. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent.
Now playing at a theater near you from New Line Cinema.
But what do you mean? Our holiday merchandise has been shipped early.
There's no other choice.
So through Monday at Future West Waterbed, it's Waterbed Media. We mobilized our salespeople to offer you some of our best deals ever. And no payments till February. Like the Bookcase Edwards San Diego Waterbed, just $2.49. The beautiful Almond Lacquer Portofino Waterbed, just $4.99. Even a big canopy waterbed with gallery shelf, etched mirrors, glass cabinets, lights, walnut lacquer, and more, just $12.99. Plus, listen to this. Buy your qualifying bedroom set now, and we'll match your down payment with up to $500 in discount. And on your approved credit with qualifying purchase, no payments till February. But you better hurry. It must end Monday night at Future Rest Waterbed.
Bring in any waterbed or bedroom furniture, newspaper, ad, and Future Rest will take 10% off their price. Comparable merchandise. Future Rest Waterbeds, Rockaway Town Square Mall, upper level near Sears, and Willowbrook Mall, Wayne, New Jersey.
It's here, it's now. P.C. Richard's 78th birthday. It's a big event. It's happening now at P.C. Richard & Son, celebrating 78 years of reliability and integrity.